This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Last year, about this time, our man in Austin, Andy Euler, had to retreat to his cousin's house when his own power went out. So far, I'm happy to be able to report so good for Mr. Euler as another winter storm hits the distinctly unwinterized Texas economy. The power grid failed last year, as you remember, left millions of people without power for days and killed more than 200 people. The state legislature in Texas did pass a couple of bills to try to winterize the grid, and last fall, Governor Greg Abbott promised the lights would stay on. Well, fast forward to now, and Abbott has recanted, acknowledging that, in fact, no one can guarantee, that is his quote, no one can guarantee that there aren't going to be any blackouts. So Andy's assignment today, for as long as his power lasts, was to talk to some Texans about how they are preparing this time round.
The cold front that just moved in is bringing some bad memories with it for Adrienne Yule.
We have lingering trauma from last year where we're really worried about that worst case scenario happening again.
Yule lives just north of Fort Worth with her husband, 11-year-old daughter, and 7-year-old son. She says when the power went out at her house last year, the family packed up and went to stay at her father-in-law's place an hour and a half away. When they returned the next day, they were greeted with 2 inches of water throughout the house. A pipe in their attic had frozen, then burst. It took more than 6 months to get their house repaired. She says this year,
we have a different plan, though. If something did happen and we lost power for a significant amount of time like we did last year, we would not leave.
Because of all the damage last year's storm caused, businesses like Radiant Plumbing and Air Conditioning in Austin have had to adapt. Ken Price is the director of operations there.
You know, we have technicians that we've set up to do virtual calls with customers that have water leaks, you know, and walking them through how to go in and cut the water off.
Forecasters say this storm is not as cold, not as large geographically, and won't go on for as long as last year, so it really shouldn't strain the system the same way. Politicians, utility executives, and those of us who just live here hope those forecasts are right. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.